Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Romans chapter 8, familiar passages, beginning at verse 31. And remember, the Apostle Paul is writing this. And he says this, "What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he's sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, he concludes, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Well, we lost a good one a decade ago. God gifted Whitney Houston with a voice like none other, and she left us way too soon. A voice for the ages that lifted and inspired all of us to dream, to reach, to hope for our own lives and within our own lives. Sadly, though, she seemed to struggle doing that herself, pulled in, it seems, every different direction too often by the world around her. Instead of being able to see and accept herself as God saw her and how wonderfully created she was. And so at the end, in her earthbound journey, she stepped into heaven. She had that relationship with God. She had accepted him as her Savior. But you wonder if Whitney Houston ever fully realized, as we read in Romans, how much God loved her. Reaching for and maintaining worldly status and celebrity is a pathway filled with peril. And she seemed to always have others around her who encouraged her toward that destructive an unfilling path, a path paved with the constant pressure to achieve, to succeed, to be someone else, to be recognized, and to achieve celebrity status in the world's eyes. We can find that kind of pressure almost anywhere we look, in politics, in entertainment, the world of sports, the grind of business, and even within the everyday decisions, expectations, and journeys within our families and other relationships in our lives, living up to the expectations of others. In the midst of the expectations of others and of the world's pull, we're pulled to climb ladders towards success that we're told will be there. We too often, when we get to the top, though, find emptiness and realize that what we were looking for and what we were climbing for isn't there. Sadly, Whitney Houston's life among us is over. One of the greatest female voices, one of the greatest voices and talents, gone way too soon. To many of us, she sang the very best rendition of the national anthem ever sung when she performed it before Super Bowl 25 in 1991 in Tampa, Florida, with everyone in attendance in the stands and on the sidelines, all standing tall, and even some of us standing in our living rooms at home. She left a legacy in music like none other, with incredible songs like One Moment in Time, Greatest Love, Run to You, and so, so many more. She was an inspirational and transformational once-in-a-generation talent. Yet her life among us is over. I suspect that she felt those pressures, those expectations, and heard the whispers of, okay, what's next? And didn't know how to deal with them. I suspect when she felt like she couldn't keep up, and was falling short of the world's expectations, she looked for relief from all the pressures anywhere she could find them in her life. And instead of finding that relief by running to the arms of the God who loved her and others who wanted good for her. She found relief, temporary at best and worst, in some of the dark alleys of life. One of her most famous songs is entitled, "I Will Always Love You." It's ironic, though, because as you listen to some of the words, you can't help but wonder if she ever heard them herself. Words she sang time and time again, sounding as if spoken by the God who created her and created you and me. And you wonder if she ever heard them in that context from God. Listen, I hope life treats you kind, and I hope you have all you dreamed of, and I will always love you. And I wish you joy and happiness, but above all, I wish you love, and I will always love you. I will always love you. With the belief that God feels that way, not only about her, but also about you and about me, what should you and I see each morning and each night when we look in the mirror? Should we see the special person God sees, a person loved by God, a celebrity, so to speak, to God? Why not? Why not see that? Why not believe that? And wouldn't that be enough? Wouldn't it truly be enough for us to be a celebrity to the God who created you and me and all of creation? To have the God of the universe cheering you on, loving you, never separated from you by anything, and never, ever leaving you or leaving me. With that belief to undergird us, which Paul lays out in those verses we read in Romans, what else would we need to do each day to put a smile on God's face? Maybe we'd feel like we have to achieve worldly fame or fortune, worldly adoration, celebrity status. Hey, I would say no, not for God. But sadly, being a celebrity to God was not always enough for Whitney. And sadly, it's not always enough for many of us. I wish I could say that in every moment of my life, it was always enough for me. But I've had those moments when I felt like Whitney Houston must have felt, quiet moments of despair when I felt all alone and didn't know the next steps to take in my life. Times when I too felt empty, didn't measure up, felt less than special, and seemed too often to come up short. Days ending unsatisfied, with dreams still unfulfilled and joy hard to find, wondering whether anyone cared and if God saw me and knew what I was going through. I've been there, and I'll bet that you've been there too. Look, sometimes life is not easy, maybe more than sometimes, but the God who was there for the Apostle Paul is there for us too. And he calls us to step out each day with him with our best, remembering that when we do, that the God who is never separated from us, as we've talked about for the last couple of weeks, will be there leading us through the most difficult of moments that we all go through at times. And to remember that there will be days when we feel less and feel inadequate and unable to move forward, where we feel unloved and unappreciated by the world and by others around us. But my friends, listen to me. In those moments and at all times, God is always there, and through him, we are loved and overwhelmingly victorious and have all the status and all the celebrity that we will ever need in the eyes of the one who created us and cheers us on. Nothing can ever separate us from that love. It was a great loss of a special talent, leaving a legacy of great memories and great music, but also leaving a poignant reminder, a poignant lesson that we need to embrace, that no matter what and no matter how we feel, God is always there, always loves us, and always cheers us on. In the midst of all the stuff the world says is important, God is always there reminding you and me that we are important, reminding us to turn to him, to run to him. And in everything God does, and in every moment he is with us, and as Whitney sang, he says to us, to you and to me every day in so many ways. I will always love you. Just as he loved Whitney, he loves you and he loves me wherever in life we are, today and always. God says, I will always love you. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the reminder that nothing can ever separate us from Christ's love, that despite all the things we go through, overwhelming victory is always ours through Christ who loved us. And I'm convinced, and I thank you for that reminder, Lord, that nothing can ever separate us from your love, and that nothing in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, your love that is revealed through your Son, our Savior and Lord, Christ Jesus. Thank you for that reminder. Thank you for the reminder through the Apostle Paul. Thank you for the reminder every day of our lives that you are always there and that you love us. You show us in so many ways and help us, Lord, with you and with your strength to show others the same. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.